Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Ituran third quarter 2014 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please call GK Investor Relations at 1-646-201-9246. I will now hand the call over to Mr. Kenny Green of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Green, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. Good day to all of you, and welcome to Ituran's conference call to discuss their third quarter 2014 results. I would like to thank management for hosting this conference call. With me on the call today are Mr. Eyal Sheratzky, Co-CEO, Mr. Eli Kamer, CFO, and Mr. Udi Mizrahi, VP Finance. Eyal will begin with a summary of the quarter's results, followed by Eli with a summary of the financials. We will then open the call for the question and answer session. I'd like to remind everyone that the safe harbor statement made in today's press release also covers the contents of this conference call. Now, Eyal, would you like to begin, please?
Thank you, Kenny. I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for joining us today. We are very pleased with our results today. It very much demonstrates the strong operating leverage inherent in our model by our record margins across the board. Furthermore, the addition of 20,000 net new subscribers in the quarter is also one of the highest for us and demonstrates that our business continue to grow soundly. Revenues grow by 10% over last year to $46.5 million, with subscription revenue growing 10% and product revenues growing 9%. Compared with last quarter, subscriber revenues increased by $0.3 million. As you know, towards the end of the third quarter until today, the dollar has strengthened significantly against the Israeli shekel and Brazilian real. This will likely affect our revenues in dollars in the coming quarter, which in local currencies we expect to continue growing. Most noticeably, this quarter we reported very strong profitability. Our gross margin level was at a record of 53.5%. The additional cost of servicing every new subscriber that we add is low. As our subscriber numbers grow, we expect to continue the general trend of improving our gross margins. We grew our operating income by 12% year-over-year and reported our highest ever operating margin at 26.1% versus 25.5% a year ago. This is a clear demonstration of the strong inherent operating leverage built into our business model. Our current business infrastructure can support any new subscriber we add. We generated an excellent level of operating cash flow in the quarter of $12.9 million. We ended the quarter with $45.5 million. As you know, we have a policy to share at least half of our net profit with our shareholders, and for the third quarter, we issued a dividend of $4.5 million, representing 52% of our net profit in this quarter. I'd like to provide you a brief update with regard to our performance in our two main regions, Brazil and Israel. Our business continues to grow very nicely, and Brazil remains a strong contributor to our overall subscriber growth. We achieved record subscriber acquisitions in the quarter there. We continue to market our brand strongly in the region, and we are seeing increased interest and growth from the private market, allowing us to move away from dependency on the insurance companies. Looking ahead, as more and more cars in this major market incorporate telematics technology, we expect to continue growing, and we look forward to further realizing our full potential in the region. In Israel, as the major player, our business continued to grow in line with the new car sales, and we continue to penetrate the lower segments of the market through our Ituran Safe service. Overall, we remain pleased with the strength and stability of the Israeli business. In summary, 2014 continued to be a fantastic year for Ituran, and our performance is the best it has ever been. We look forward to further seeing the rewards of our past efforts and maintaining our growth trend while continuing to improve our profitability. I will now hand the call over to Eli for the financial review. Eli?
Thanks, Eyal. Revenues for the third quarter of 2014 were $46.5 million, representing a 10% growth from revenues of $42.4 million in the third quarter of 2013. Revenue breakdown for the quarter was $34.4 million coming from subscription fees, a 10% year-on-year increase. Product revenues were $12 million, which were a 9% increase over the same quarter last year. The geographic breakdown of revenues in the third quarter was as follows: Israel, 51%; Brazil, 38%; Argentina, 7%; and United States, 4%. Gross margin in the quarter was 53.5% compared with the gross margin we had in the third quarter of last year at 51.8%. Operating profit for the third quarter of 2014 was $12.1 million, an increase of 12% compared with an operating profit of $10.8 million in the third quarter of 2013. EBITDA for the quarter was $15 million or 32.2% of revenues, an increase of 10% compared to an EBITDA of $13.6 million or 32.1% of revenues in the third quarter of 2013. Net profit was $8.7 million in the third quarter of 2014 or 18.7% of revenues or fully diluted EPS of $0.41. This is compared with a net profit of $7 million or 16.5% of revenues or fully diluted EPS of $0.33 in the third quarter of 2013. Cash flow from operations during the quarter was $12.9 million. The strong cash flow in the quarter was due to the strong level of operating profit as well as a delay in the payment of approximately $1 million to a supplier in Brazil, which will be made in the fourth quarter. As of September 30, 2014, the company had net cash, including marketable securities, of $45.5 million or $2.17 per share. This is compared with $44 million or $2.10 per share as of June 30, 2014. For the third quarter of 2014, a dividend of $4.5 million was declared in line with the company's stated policy of issuing at least 50% of net profit in the dividend on a quarterly basis. The dividend record date is December 23, 2014, and the dividend will be paid on January 7, 2015, net of tax and levies at the rate of 20%. With that, I'd like to hand you back over to Eyal. Eyal?
Thank you, Eli. We remain very well positioned as a leader in our main two markets, Israel and Brazil, and we continue to experience growth in both markets. As we grow, the operating leverage inherent in our business model is very much in play, and we look forward to continuing our strong growth trend in both revenue and profits. With that, I will now be happy to take your questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Alex Fuhrman of Safe Harbor. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. I have three. You know, as you look at the business kind of over the next three to five years, what is the most significant growth opportunity? Is it, you know, SVR, continued SVR penetration in Brazil? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, and then I'll follow up with my other question.
Hi. First, based on our current geographies and the current business model, the answer is yes. The stolen vehicle recovery is specifically in Brazil, allowing us to continue and grow. The total penetration of the industry that we represent is very, very low compared to the potential, and we will continue to count on this market, yes.
And just related to that, when you look at your total Brazil business, is the preponderance of that, you know, SVR versus fleet?
Actually, our main application, main segments that we are focusing in Brazil is the SVR. No doubt that since we have on our shelf all the other, let's call it, friendly applications such as fleet management, driver diagnostic, and safety, et cetera, we still have other solutions to offer, and this will allow us to, of course, to maybe to increase our growth in Brazil. But since the market is so big and we are spending a lot of efforts in continue and adding SVR customers, we are not yet ready to invest harder in the fleet segments. But no doubt, first of all, actually, we started, no doubt that in more mid and long term, this will contribute to additional growth in Brazil.
Okay, understood. And could you just address, you know, the overall competitive environment on the SVR segment in Brazil? It seems that, you know, the fleet business, at least, you know, in other geographies, is a lot more competitive, and, you know, you read about a lot of new entrants. What is the current, you know, competitive environment in Brazil like, especially, I guess, on the SVR side, where your business is a lot, you know, more weighted to?
Okay. First of all, I think you're right. The fleet management field is more competitive, I would say, from our point of view or from our specialist. Also, in Brazil, there are more companies or large companies, at least around our size, which are more focusing and controlling the fleet area. By the way, most of them in the history were our competitors also for the SVR. I don't want to be seem arrogant, but in the last 3 to 5 years, most of them, I would say, almost quit the SVR segment. I don't know if it's thanks to our leaderships or competitive advantages, et cetera, but they transferred their focus to fleet management, while on the same time, we continue focusing on SVR. So in the fleet management, there are more players or more larger players today. When we talk about SVR, so still there is, of course, competitors, but we are really leading the market in terms of customer base and also on the incremental customer in the market. The main competitors are the local, I would say, licensor Flowjet, which historically was there when we came to the market. He's also a mature player. Car System, which is using a specific and different technology. It's more a paging technology, less location, much less enforcement people, et cetera, but still, we consider them as a competitor, of course, smaller than us. Those are the two main players. There are, as we know, additional two players, One of them is Sazka, that was acquired by Michelin a few months ago for about $700 million, which, again, based on their published, they have about 40,000 SVR customers. The rest are fleet management customers. Zetix, which it's a company owned by Patria, a local private equity. Also, again, based on public information that we saw, about 40,000 SVR customers. So practically, this represents the major part of the SVR service provider in Brazil.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. And I guess related to that, you know, you have a very profitable business. And what's curious, or at least to think through, is why do you think it is that, you know, there's not, you know, competitors aren't rushing more into the SVR market, you know, in Brazil to take advantage of what seems to be, you know, a very large and growing opportunity? You know, what's preventing them from, what's preventing others from kind of coming in and competing more aggressively with you?
Let me be a bit sarcastic. Why there is no second Apple? Practically, I've know the answer. We do what we think is the best. We do what think will keep us leaders. I don't think it's only the technology, but to operating this kind of service, specifically in Brazil, it include from one end, the technology, and from the other end is the modus of operation in the field. I mean, like, having the right ability, connections, capability to recover the car, to work with the authorities. Also, know-how, which we, I think experienced many years before we went to Brazil, in Israel. Although it's different mentality, but again, on the field, the experience helping a lot, a lot. Don't forget that in Brazil, what we experienced is in the last 15 years, is a lot of, for example, IT problems that we had to overcome. If a new player comes today to Brazil, he has to build its own IT solutions for operating this system, and Brazil is really different than do it in the U.S. or in the U.K. or even in Israel. It's a lot of barriers that we suffered, spend a lot of money, a lot of time, but once we overcome it, it's an advantage for against others that will penetrate the market. So not everything is the market itself. Right, the market is big, the potential is huge, but in the end of the day, you have to be perfect player. You have to be leader, and that's what I'm happy that we succeed to do. But,
Okay.
No.
Okay, thank you. And the last question I had is on margins. Obviously, you know, you're being able to leverage, you know, the infrastructure and systems you have in place now. You know, again, looking down the road a couple of years, you know, what do you think is possible in terms of margins for the company, assuming, you know, you don't go into new geographies, and you just kind of leverage what you have?
Look, if we look historically, and I'm not talking about specific trends per quarter, but if I'm taking every two or three years, no doubt that we'll continue to expand the margins. We only less than two years ago, we've been in the gross margin around 50%, and now you see we are closer, we are more closer to 55%. On the exponential looking point of view, you see almost 10% between them, 50%-54%, almost, it's 9%. So I believe that every two or three years, we have to go few percentage in each sector of profitability, the gross margins, the EBIT, and the EBITDA. To give you the exact, you know, numbers or guideline, it's very difficult to do. But no doubt that it will going, it will going on this trend and will be higher profitability.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by. We poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Sheratzky to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Ituran's website, www.ituran.co.il. Mr. Sheratzky, we'd like to make a concluding statement.
Thanks. On behalf of the management of Ituran, I would like to thank you all for your continued interest and long-term support of our business, and I do look forward to speaking with you and updating you again next quarter. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. This concludes the Ituran Third Quarter 2014 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.